This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The deadline for signing up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act is quickly approaching. The Obama administration hopes that 6 million Americans will have started the enrollment process before next Monday, March 31st. But each state is handling this a bit differently. North Carolina is among 27 states that have opted out of setting up their own health care exchange. So North Carolinians who want to sign up have to do so through the federally run marketplace on healthcare.gov. Are they signing up? Who is signing up? How's it going in North Carolina? And how do we compare to the rest of the country? Jason DeBruin will help us answer some of those questions. He is with the Triangle Business Journal, and he's been covering this story from the start and has plenty of information for us now. Jason, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
We should first define kind of who we're talking about, because the Affordable Care Act mandates that most people have health insurance as of January 1, 2014, or a tax penalty. But who are the folks who are really affected by this?
Well, that's a great question, because, of course, you have the people who get insurance through their employers, so they're not counted in these marketplaces. Of course, you have people on Medicare, Medicaid, so there are a whole lot of people that we're talking about that really aren't in this marketplace pool, if you will. It's estimated that in North Carolina, the pool of potential marketplace enrollees is right at about 1.1 million. So that's what we're talking about here for North Carolina.
About a million people. And what is Monday's deadline, really?
Well, that's a good question, because that actually changed just this morning. The old deadline was that you had to actually have been enrolled in a plan by Monday, but that's now changed to where you have to have started the process towards getting enrolled. So if you've started the process towards getting enrolled, then you have until sometime in mid-April to actually enroll in a plan.
Start by Monday.
Right.
And then you know. So North Carolina didn't set up a state-run exchange. What are the options for North Carolinians then?
It's the healthcare.gov website that you've probably heard about. You've seen plugged on TV. Magic Johnson has done several TV spots here in North Carolina. But yeah, it's the online marketplaces where you can comparison shop for private insurance. I think that's one thing that gets lost in some of these discussions, is that you're actually buying private health insurance. In North Carolina, there are two insurance companies that have opted to post plans on these exchanges. Those are Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina and Coventry. And so your options are one of those two insurance providers.
Two insurance providers. And then, of course, there are a number of plans under each. You do a little comparison shopping, right?
Yeah, exactly, ideally. And that's the point, is that you can sit there and you can look at all these different plans. You see what the premiums are. You see what the deductibles are. You see who your network of providers will or won't be. And you can really side-by-side comparison shop and figure out, you know, what it is that you want.
So this mandate can be a bit of a burden. You're making me pay for something now, and I may have decided to go without it. But there are subsidies available, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the it's a sort of a complex formula of subsidies, but it depends on where you fall in terms of how much you make, how many people live in your household, how many children you have, are you a smoker, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, there are definitely some subsidies available.
All right. So the deadline is approaching, at least to get the process started Monday. How many people in North Carolina have signed up?
Well, so far we've got 200,000 people, actually a little bit north of 200,000. That figure was from earlier in March, so it's probably higher than that. And the good news is for North Carolina is that's actually ahead of the deadline, or excuse me, that's ahead of the goal that we had set. The goal that the CBO had set for North Carolina back a few months ago was about 190,000 people signing up. So we've already beaten that goal and are helping people get health insurance.
So that's about, you know, you're talking about 20% or so of the people who are eligible and frankly who are mandated to sign up.
Correct.
Right? So now how are we doing compared to the rest of the country?
Actually, we're doing pretty well. It's interesting. You can sort of draw a line in the sand. You'll see the states that are primarily controlled by Republicans and then did not set up a state-based exchange, so they're running off the federal system. Compare those to states that are primarily Democrat-controlled that did set up state exchanges. In those states that have state-run exchanges, the enrollment has been much better typically than in states that have the federal program. North Carolina being a bit of an exception, we have the federal run program, but we've done a good bit better in signing people up than in some other states that have a federally facilitated program. Take, for example, Texas. They've only had about 9% of people sign up. States like Georgia, 13%, Illinois, 12%, Ohio, 9%, 10% about. So we're tracking ahead of some other states that have the federal program.
And those were the states that resisted, that made it kind of hard on you. You had to go to the federal system. Correct. They didn't set up a state exchange, let's put it that way. How about the states that did set up a state exchange? What's their enrollment rate?
Much better. So, for example, California and New York are two of the biggest states that we might compare North Carolina to. They both have state-based exchanges, and they're sort of in the 30 to maybe even 35 or upwards of 40% enrollment, again, of the people that are potential marketplace enrollees. So they're doing much better. And there's a couple factors involved here. Of course, the state-based exchanges are a little bit easier to navigate. We all know the problems that healthcare.gov had, particularly in October and November. So they sort of got off the ground running a little bit better. But the federal government also has given these states some grant money for marketing and advertising. That was sort of the carrot that the federal government gave these states to set up their own exchanges, is that they would kick in some money that they can use for advertising. So they definitely have a leg up in comparison to what we have.
So statistically, yeah, those states that did accept the help, that did sign on fully to this, are doing better. But North Carolina doing better among those states that resisted. So what do you think accounts for that?
That's a good question. I think one of the reasons is that we have really in North Carolina had sort of a centralized attack in getting people signed up. There are nonprofit groups throughout the state that are really helping people get signed up. Hospital systems, for example, UNC Healthcare has a big program where they're trying to get people signed up. They've even set up, workshops at churches, civic groups, different organizations where you can go in, you can sit down with somebody that is very familiar with the website. They will sort of walk you through step by step and tell you, okay, now click here. These are your options. Look over here. These are your options over here. So there's been more of a centralized effort in North Carolina to educate people on how to get signed up through healthcare.gov.
Who was organized? If you say centralized, then who is organizing?
We got some grant money, not as much as the people with the state-based exchanges, but we did get some grant money to help with that. It's been sort of a grassroots effort, to be honest with you, and we've sort of centralized amongst ourselves. As I mentioned, UNC Healthcare, they were one of the first. A lot of people have gone through them. We just have more of a willingness to push to get people signed up here in North Carolina than maybe in other states.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm sorry. I've also seen that the grassroots organization and the fact that the Obama administration ran strong in the state and had a strong statewide organization that, in a sense, converted itself in some ways to this project, right?
That's true. And I think the fact that, yes, we definitely voted Republican here in the past election cycle, and that certainly is true, but, not as strongly as some other states have, and certainly we've been Democrat-controlled for, 100 years before that, right? So I think that in terms of the breakup of the demographics of people that live here, we're probably closer to a 50-50 split between Democrats and Republicans than in, say, Ohio or Texas or some of these other states. And, I mean, look, it's a simple fact that if you lean Republican, you are less likely to want to sign up for Obamacare, and if you lean Democrat, you are more likely to be supportive of the Affordable Care Act.
So that points to popular support. Was there anything about the political organization, the fact that the Obama administration had its own Obama for President organization that then could apply itself, did it, to helping get people signed up?
Without question. And those people that were part of that organization are certainly now amongst the organizations that are helping to get people signed up. That's absolutely a factor.
So the goal is for 6 million people to sign up. We're calling 20% pretty good. The best is, 30 or 40% sign up. What's the likelihood that President Obama meets his goal, 6 million?
Not good. Yeah, they're not going to reach it is probably what we're seeing. They'll probably get close in the 5 million range, so they'll get there. Now, don't forget that 6 million number actually was revised downward from the 7 million number that they had hoped to get signed up. But then whenever they were slow out of the gate in October, they initially revised that down. So, they're projecting about 5 million people across the nation, which, of course, is not quite the goal.
And there are a lot of people who are out of the pool. I mean, if we're talking – I mean, first of all, this means that even if they succeed, let's say there are 4 or 5 million people – by the time this is over, there are 4 or 5 million Americans who will have health insurance that didn't have it. So essentially access to the health insurance.
Yeah, that's true. And actually more than that, it's probably closer to 15 million people. What's interesting is these estimates of people that are potential marketplace enrollees, that sort of counts everybody that that is only a potential enrollee. And so that would include people that buy insurance on the individual market. Don't forget that people that buy through marketplaces, they could also just go directly to bcbsnc.com and buy directly from the insurance provider. And certainly a number of people have done that. We won't know how to measure those people separate from the marketplace people probably until later in April or May. But whenever you see that 20% number, don't think that we've got only 20% people signing up, because there are a whole number of other people that are signing up through either directly with the insurance company or maybe through their employer or what have you.
These are people who would be mandated to sign, but we lose them because they're not going through exchanges.
That's exactly right. Yeah, don't forget, I mean, these exchanges, they are an optional – they are an option in getting health insurance. It's not the only way you can get health insurance. The mandate is to have health insurance, and the federal government has said, here's an easy way to go about doing it. But if you would prefer to do it through some other channel, certainly that's fine.
If you aren't getting a subsidy and you're under the mandate, is there any other way that ACA helps you? Is this in any way going to bring insurance rates down? Does it hold insurance companies accountable for their premiums?
Well, that's the golden ticket, right? I mean, that's sort of the idea of the ACA, is that all of this will give more people health insurance and then ideally lower the cost for everybody. So I know that we've talked about some of the other regulations placed on insurance companies, and there are plenty of regulations there to hold them accountable.
All right, well then we'll have to have you back and look as the data comes in, and keep track of this story. Jason DeBruin writes for the Triangle Business Journal. Thank you so much, Jason.
No, thanks for having me. Had a good time.
You're listening to The State of Things on North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Just ahead, Hip Hop 101. We're going to find out what happens when you take hip hop to the academy. Stay with us on The State of Things.